Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
It just really gave me a sense of well-being, a little bit more energy. You can't really pinpoint it because it's not a fake, like, caffeinated energy. You could feel the good foods coursing through you. I can just feel such a good difference in just my everyday feeling, waking up, sleeping better, the whole thing. So far, so good.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
More. If you ever feel lonely, just remember the NSA is always there, watching, looking, listening, and quietly stalking your every move. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Where do they teach you to talk like this? In some Panama City sailor bar? Or is this getaway day and your last shot at his whiskey? Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show, last hour. Oh, especially appropriate, that segue into the show. We were just talking about Michael Bloomberg and his comments. If you're a farmer, you're just a total idiot. And if you're a rancher, you're an idiot. And if you're a person that puts together parts for a living, you're an idiot. But the only people that have gray matter, the only people that have a brain are those that reside in his world, in New York City, or a tech person. Mm-hmm. You're the only one with a brain today. Just thought, selling crazy somewhere else. I wish we could say that to these people, between him and Biden and all the people running. It's horrendous what we've got to put up with right now and listen to. Horrendous. He also wants to see people, if you're older and you have maybe a debilitating disease or cancer, pretty much just think that you had a good life and let's be done with you. That sells.
Wow.
I know. So there's that. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. But there are a couple other things on our minds we want to talk about in this hour. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
Totally agree with Bloomberg, or with you about Bloomberg.
I was going to say,
I
want
to say this. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this ideology is not new, because when I lived in California a long, long time ago with my mom, and she was a teacher there, and they were trying to basically fight for higher wages in California, all these people would come out and scream at the teachers and tell them, "You're an idiot because you went into the teaching profession, so you deserve that low salary." So this is something, that is a mindset with people, for some reason, on the coast, that they're better, better than everybody.
Yes.
That, I'm smart because I chose a profession that would make me money.
Right.
And the problem with Bloomberg is, how did he make all that money?
Yeah.
He's biting the hand that feeds him, both figuratively and literally, with farmers and then with capitalism.
Yes.
I'm like, dude, you're an idiot. How did you make that fortune?
Well, I'd love to see him eat a dinner that wasn't made by a farmer.
Let's see you grow your own food.
Yes, exactly. So it is. You're right. And his whole life is made up of luxuries he gets from people that put parts together and make food. So he's a total
tool. Well, again, I'm telling you, we've got to wall off California.
We do.
We got to wall off the East Coast.
Yeah.
And then the people in the middle, we just say, you're annexed. And we have this big trade agreement, and we charge them mondo mucha,
so
that we can, provide food for them.
There you go. Thank you. Appreciate that.
We don't need a wall on the border. We need one on this coast.
Yes, we do. We actually do. I think I'll fight for that instead. Thank you. That's a great thought. We do need a wall. Good heavens. It's getting bad. Half of United States homeless, by the way, if you're just joining us, live in California. Half of the entire country. Homeless problem, live in California.
So. You know, the California State Department of Education, the state school board, they have a program where once you're educated in California, they help you move to other parts of the country to spread that education.
Oh, no. It's like the coronavirus. Keep it contained.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my word. I know. It's a big problem. So let me tell you about this. I thought this was so fascinating. The latest feminist idea. It's 1984 meets The Office. In fact, let me take this caller and then I'll go into this. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, yeah, thank you, guys.
Sure.
And I do want to hear what you're going to say about the feminists.
Yes.
That's another whopper there, probably. But just to add to the last ideas, you know, you're talking about the West Coast, East Coast. In California, look at the homeless situation going on. Like you said.
Yeah.
Half, so say that again. Half of America's...
Mm-hmm. Homeless, unsheltered homeless reside in California. The top four cities for homeless are all in California, and then you have Seattle. It's all along
right.
the coast.
I mean, isn't that crazy? I mean, because, look, they enable it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all know why. You
they
enable
do.
That kind of behavior.
Yeah.
You know, anybody that deals with behaviorism or, like, parenting kids or, you know, if the bad kids get attention that way, they're going to keep doing it. Now, granted, yeah. this is a complicated situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to oversimplify it. There are a lot of people homeless that want to be homeless, but there's a lot of problems there. But the thing is they set up a tent for you. You get your,
mm-hmm.
in some cases, what is the drug? I mean, they're even
yeah.
providing drugs for
and
you.
And they do
right?
it in the way of helping, so it doesn't look like they're enabling. But I'm sorry, at a certain point in time, it becomes enabling because they're eternally on it. They're never coming off of it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, some of these guys I know, people in my family, that's retirement.
Yeah.
He says, hey, I'm going to California. I'm done with life.
Right.
Set up a tent. They'll take care of me. They give me food. They give me shower.
Mm-hmm.
This is the extreme epitome of socialism.
And if you poop on the sidewalk, they're not even going to tell you to leave. You get to poop on
right.
the sidewalk. Hey, there's
right.
a lot of freedom in,
yeah.
in California.
Yep. Hey, thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks. Yeah, it's pathetic and weird and strange all at the same time. And I know we have a hard time even wrapping our brains around why this is going on and how it's going on. And it is done under the guise of helping. It is. So... All right, let's talk about these feminists. So one minute you're contemplating your next vacation and the next you click on Facebook and you see all these advertisements. Okay, now I know you've done this. Do you know the other day when I was playing that Disney show, the show about Hollywood and Disney, up came an email, talked about Disney movies that I'd like to buy. I know, I've never gotten an email from Disney like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so is this a coincidence? But there, you know, is the smart speaker in your kitchen. What is that? It doesn't play just music and give you on-demand weather. It hears about the groceries that need replenishing, the cat's trip to the vet, vacation plans that you are perusing with your husband and so forth. So now imagine a listening device that could do that in the workplace. Okay. This coming from feminists. So here's the collision. Here's the collision course for you. The whispered conversation about all the difficulties with your latest project, automatically reported to your manager. The half hour spent discussing childcare arrangements, well, that's sent off to human resource. And what about the things that you don't say? The colleague that you don't greet in the morning, the coworker that you never asked to join you in the morning for coffee or whatever you're going to drink in the morning. These non-conversations are likewise noted and filed away to be discussed later with your boss. So researchers at Northeastern University, if they have their way, very, very soon, we'll all go to work and not only have our words, but our thoughts and feelings monitored and analyzed by a listening gadget, just like a smart speaker in our kitchen. There are two of these people. They got a government grant, okay? $1.5 million from the U.S. Army Research Lab. You should have just seen Milty's face. Well, of course. $1.5 million to do this. They're going to spend the next 3 years studying how teams interact with each other and then how smart devices using a combination of social science theories, of course, machine learning, audiovisual, psychological sensors. And the key aim for their final product will be to get it. Here you go. Here's the feminist. Here's the feminist mantra. The equal inclusion of all team members.
How inclusive.
I know. It is. It's spying to make everybody really inclusive with spying measures. So this yet-to-be-invented machine is already being heralded for its potential to revolutionize equality and diversity in the workplace.
I'm so looking forward
I
to
am
that.
Too. Oh, it'll save us. Of course, alerting users to the all the instances that are going on. You didn't realize this was going on all the time.
Actually,
but
I did.
But implicit bias is going on consistently in your workplace. They want to be able to record verbal and nonverbal cues.
What they really want to do is bring everything down to the lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
That's always their goal.
Right. Yes. In fact, tackling the implicit bias, this is where we have our feminists to thank for this. They are, they're really liking this idea. They're really liking this idea. In fact, they have bias teams at over 100 colleges now. Bias response teams that aim to provide, get it, advocacy and support to anyone on campus who has experienced or been a witness of an incident of bias or discrimination. Yeah. It can't be somebody just judging something, because normally in a very human way, that's what we do. But I mean, to interpret that as discrimination and to interpret what goes on as bias, because that's really what's happening here. So bias response teams resort to rooting out microaggressions. And you have to ask your classmate where they're from, assume someone's gender, ask an Asian student for help with math. Typically, they really are good. Anyway, boy, I would have a bias team right there, right on hand to swoop in and protect the victim and re-educate me as the perpetrator of bias.
I want to be a team leader.
You want to be a team leader on this? Yeah. So I thought this was just so fascinating and scary all at the same time. And so the researchers are asking, what if a smart device similar to Alexa could tell your boss inadvertently left a female colleague out of an important decision or made her feel that her perspective wasn't valued? Don't you just love how these researchers are already catering to their own bias? Anyway, put to the side for a moment the impossibility of a machine knowing how a member of a staff feels. Why should we assume a woman is not capable to speak up and make her own perspective known? And so the example of the victimized female colleague, says these inventors, they may have, I think, implicit biases of their own, you think? So relying on machines to monitor our eye contact with colleagues. You didn't realize that your eye contact was biased, did you? It is, according to them. And of course, they're here to save the women. For equality. Because the women are, I guess, always left out of the important decisions. I'm not quite sure what they mean here, but this is this was just baffling. Joanna Williams was writing about this, and I just thought her piece was great. It was just, to any sane person, this is a truly terrifying prospect.
I like the idea that the response team gets to swoop in to protect the victim and re-educate the perpetrator.
Exactly.
I want to be a team leader.
There you go. They're doing a lot of swooping
and re-educating.
Isn't that great? I always think it's great when inventors get money from the government to work on feminist causes, because you just know something great's going to come out of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not being facetious at all. Anyway, be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to katedalyradio.com. Dr. Pesta's show, live show, plays on the Facebook page, The Kate Daly Show, right after this show airs. You can catch that live on Facebook. Also, on Twitter, it's The Kate Daly Show. You can email us. Email me, kate@katedalyradio.com. And I think it's Uncle Milty@katedalyradio.com, too. You can email us. And... Well, a couple of things. Number one, Balance of Nature. Make sure you go over to Balance of Nature and order up. Get 10 to 11 servings of vegetables. You'll be so happy you did it. But listening to all the testimonials, you know, people I think are generally surprised at the quality product they're getting for such a low price. And it really is affordable for anybody's budget, which that's what I like the most. There's no way that you could go out and buy all those clean vegetables and know that there's nothing on them yourself every day. I mean, that would be way too expensive. What Balance of Nature does is they actually dial this down, take out the air and water, give you the nutrients, 31 fruits and vegetables, which equates to about 10 to 11 servings a day. And my husband and I love this. We love it. And I'm telling you, it is a great, great drink too. So they have it in a drink, and then that's the fiber drink. And then they also have the supplements for the fruits and vegetables, which are easy to identify. It says fruits and vegetables on them. Such an easy thing. But put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, my name, and you can get 35% off and free shipping right now. It really is a stellar deal. And I know you probably made some New Year's vows to yourself to become healthier. What happened to those? We're in the middle of February. I am your resolution checker, and I'm going to guess that you fell off the wagon. And if you did, and you're eating a bag of Cheetos, let me just say you need to make sure that you're getting that. And please, please do get Balance of Nature, up your vegetables and fruits. So yes, if you wanted to comment on that, what we were just talking about with the feminists seeking to put together an Alexa that basically tells on everybody at work, basically for feminism, so that they can make it equally unbiased. I don't know what their point is with it. But they want to make sure that they're recording conversations and recording things to make sure that your boss is going to know what you're thinking, feeling, and saying about that colleague. And whether or not you make eye contact with them, because that can say volumes. I can't just say you're busy. It's got to be some sort of bias towards the other person.
Absolutely.
I mean, everybody. Everybody's biased.
I find I have a real hard time looking purple people in the eye.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's that. I mean, come on. And if you ask that Asian person for a math, you know, like they were saying, you know, earlier,
help
you could be
math.
Biased. I mean, that could mean that you automatically think Asian people are better than math. They are. But you can't come out and say that. That would be not fair, right?
Apparently.
Anyway.
How did this happen?
I don't know, but they're working on it right now. And, 3-year project, $1.5 million in a government grant through the Army in which to work on this. And that kind of, can you imagine that in the workplace? Can you even imagine having something like that, that would record everything and send it to your boss and be put in your file? I can't.
I think it's already there.
Yeah? All right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Where's my team? I'm with the ugly people.
They're in the basement. They're banished. Oh, my gosh.
Save it for television,
there
buddy.
There you go. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I had to call back in on this
sure.
one, Kate.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a blind guy. Can I put my ear down by them and make ear contact?
Please do. Oh, my gosh. Can you even imagine this thing? Oh, geez. No. Thank
this
you.
This is the stupidest stuff I've ever heard
I know.
Of.
Me I too. Mean, me too, but they're working on it.
It absolutely required a response. I couldn't resist.
Oh, you just had to. Thank
but,
you.
Yeah.
Tongue contact would be easier than ear.
All right. So let me tell you, now that's in the works, okay? Because they're going to solve feminism. They're going to make sure women everywhere are getting treated fairly because they just know they're being talked about. I think this makes women sound very suspicious, doesn't it? I mean, if you're constantly thinking everyone's biased against you and you have to go and invent an Alexa to make sure that you're not being biased against, give me a break.
Well, when I'm in the office, I think a lot and talk a lot about the women.
I can only imagine the things you'd say. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Kate. You know, it's so bizarre.
It is.
I can't even imagine. It reminds me of something that when you had Dr. Pesta on your show weeks or months ago, he talked about, you know, playing. At least I think it was him. He talked about how, you know, kids in the playground need to learn how to play because that's where they learn democracy.
Yeah.
And what the kids are learning now, because parents are really quick to step up and step in and
they're learning to appeal to authority to solve their problems. And and that's the basis for communism.
Yes.
You know, it's just this absolute, you know, disrespect for individuals solving their own problems. It's, well, the government's got to step in and solve it. We're going to have your boss step in and solve all your problems for you.
Yeah.
You know, don't get me wrong. I don't talk that way to the females and males that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think that they need to solve their own problems in certain situations.
Yeah. What's interesting?
No, I don't think they can every time.
What's interesting about that app is that one of the problems they said they wanted to solve was, what if the female coworker isn't invited to a meeting? Well, what if it's because she's just not very good on the problem that they're solving as a person? It has nothing to do with her womanhood. You can turn everything into then a feminist problem because it is a woman involved. And this is the problem with discrimination laws and with bias and all of this, is because we're interpreting what it means. And maybe that wasn't the meaning at all.
Right. Hey, there was a comedian once that said something funny. He said, you know, if my waiter's black, and he's a bad waiter, I'm still going to tell him he's a bad waiter. It's not because he's black.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. Yeah, it is. It's tremendously idiotic. It's right up Bloomberg's alley, actually. It is bizarre that people would think in those terms, that they want to cure a problem like that. In fact, I don't know if it's a problem they're trying to solve, but that's what they do, is try to figure out how they can cater it to themselves.
Well, it is a problem.
What's that?
It's a problem that will never go away because
it's human
it
nature?
Happens to be human nature. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
You can't legislate human nature out of this. And that's the whole point, is you can't scare us into submission. You can't. Now, all that will happen here is that you'll learn how to control how you think and what you say in the workplace. Well, then you're censoring yourself. That's all that they're going to be doing, because you know the Alexa app of that nature is going to be listening to you at work. Yeah,
especially if you work in the Ministry of Truth.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let me tell you about something that's being done right now. And this was, again, really scary to me. Britain. You want to talk about this? Boris Johnson?
Great.
What is Boris Johnson up to?
Boris. Good old Boris.
Good old Boris.
His woman, Natasha. He has revealed new rules that will censor the internet by punishing internet companies with fines and imprisonment if they fail to protect users from the so-called harmful content.
What?
I want that job.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to decide what the harmful content
is. The Office of Communications, known as Ofcom. Yeah. They already regulate TV, radio, and postal service over there. Wow.
Well, they actually define harmful content for us, which is very unusual for a government entity. But their definition of government or harmful content is anything contrary to what the government approves of.
Right. And so United Kingdom has become the first Western nation to move ahead with large-scale censorship of the internet. This is going on right now. Effectively creating regulations going to limit freedom on the last frontier of digital liberty. In a move that really has them reeling, Boris Johnson has unveiled rules that will punish internet companies with fines and imprisonment, right? What you were talking about, the harmful and illegal content. So, of course, it's couched in language to what? Protect children from pedophiles.
Of course.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
And cyberbullying. You have to go for the gusto here. You got to pick two terms that, if you're not for that, you're a puppy kicker. So you kick puppies regularly if you are not okay with helping us to steer everybody away from pedophiles and cyberbullying.
But notice who they're punishing. Not the perpetrators.
No. Mm-mm.
It's the people who run the internet.
Yes.
If you don't keep this offline, you're going to be punished.
Well, and placing this massive burden on these smaller companies, and they're going to ultimately make it impossible for those. Not of the pervasive political correct ideology to produce and share content. So this is like the only thing we have left. It's the only reason that we're doing okay right now. Quite honestly, with as much crap as there is on the internet, there's also an ode to freedom as well. There's also an ode to finding things that you couldn't find before and helping us do research and studying and making sure that we're, you know, when we're talking about stories. I mean, if you start to remove this and call everything harmful, can you even imagine? You know, fake news is used against us. And the reason they're using it against us is they saw it as a real opportune moment to say, well, we can come in with our censorship boards for Facebook and everybody else. We can come in and we can tell you, we're CBS, and we're going to tell you what truth is. Even though we don't say truth ourselves, mm-hmm. we're going to tell you what truth is. And so fake news, as much as I'm so glad that we're calling it out, they've also been using it against us. And I don't know if people really, really get that. Mm-hmm. It's a two-edged sword on that one.
So they're going to control information, news, entertainment, and education and the arts and rectify historical records, according to the way the setup of the Ministry of Truth is in 1984.
Right.
And it's there.
And you were making a comment about 1984.
Yeah. And if you really know the book, if you've, you know, really studied the book, Great Britain has actually taken its place in Oceania better than any other part of the world,
yeah.
according to the book, because they actually do have a ministry of truth and a ministry of plenty and a ministry of peace.
They're there already. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So I know that's not great news, is it? It's terrible news, actually. That came out today from Liberty Nation, and they're allowing their internet to be censored. And it's a major warning for us because they are the first nation, Western nation, to do that. And it's a very Chinese communist-esque thing to do, that social credit and all the other things we've talked about on this show. And we can't do things in the name of creating a safe haven from pedophiles. I'm sorry. We're going to have to take the good with the bad if we want the good. And that's the problem with this, is as much as I hate that kind of garbage, I still have to say that it exists and needs to exist for me to be able to have a free internet too, and an internet that works for us with freedom attached to it. I can't even imagine not being able to do research, because they've already gotten rid of all the older books. You know, we don't have any publications left. Mm-hmm. You have to dig through people's basements now to find old publications of things. That correct the narratives of today. And so it's dangerous.
Yeah. Or you can go to the library in Nebraska.
In the attic.
Yeah.
I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
Talk lines.